Nah, he play on the Knicks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Fournier play with the Knicks, y'all. Trees, you with me, baby?
I am. I'm right here.
Hey, Trees, you know what? I think we just found our new comment song, man. Because don't nothing hit harder than this AWB, man. I'm telling you. One more time, Trees. I'm so sorry, baby. But I got to hear
no,
one
do
more
it
time.
One more time. Let's go. One more time. Let's go.
First of all, welcome everyone, everybody, young, old, in between. You here with DMV Kale and Lady T. You know what I mean? And it's Tuesday, Tuesday edition of Kale's Corner. We had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. You know, Priest, I'm going to just say this for the record. I thought I liked Reese working on the weekend, right? Because, you know, it's nice and quiet and there ain't a whole lot of honey do this and honey do that, right?
Right.
But I had to get up and get my own cherry. I had to get up and get my own glass of water.
Come on, man.
Hey, yo. That shit can he take away from it being the weekend for me. You understand what I'm saying? You talk about. So, I had to write a Dear John letter to Reese Boss.
What happened?
I don't know. I ain't heard yet. I'm gonna keep you up on that. But I'm pretty sure he didn't like it, but I want my woman back on the weekend. The hell with that.
I know that's right.
Dude,
I know that's right.
You know, water, cherry, you know, I wanted some almond joys. I, you know, had to get up and get on. And look, my son, he hit, man hit to everything. He lays in that room and plays. Like, he don't hear me, ignore me, calling him better than anybody I ever known. You understand me?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was good at ignoring. He takes ignoring to a whole nother level. Do you hear me? I can hear
he
that
get it from
his you know what? I ain't even think about that. I didn't even think about
he learns very
you
well.
You make me sick, yeah. Okay.
He learned very well, bro. I'm serious. He learned at a very, very, very young age how to ignore people. He learned that very early.
Yeah. I was like, at 5:04, I heard him screaming and yelling with his buddy playing on the little video game. I called his name at 5:06, no answer. 5:06 and a half, no answer. 5:07, don't answer. So I get up and go, and this Bama heard me coming in his room or something, because as soon as I opened his door, he laying down, knocked out sleep like he been sleeping. I said, "My man, you was just, I just heard you a few seconds ago. Did he come up? What's up, Dad? What's going on?" I said, boy, I can't say it over the radio, but
I get it.
Anyway,
I get it.
How was your weekend?
It was the exact same. Look, the grandbabies, man, they got it down packed. Like, you could be talking to them, and they looking right at you. I said, stop. Stop. And she's looking right at me. Keep on doing it. I said, what's going on? You want me to tap you?
Yeah.
She's looking at me all crazy. I said, no, go sit. Please, have a seat. Because the little ones, oh, man, they take the cake. They take the cake.
Girl, listen. Yeah. I'm glad to be back. I'm all tuned in. Glad to be back, everybody, on the corner with y'all once again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have football this weekend, y'all. This is week number one, number two for two teams, but week number one, for real, of preseason. Who impressed you?
Right.
Who disappointed you? Who left you wanting more? You know what I mean? On your team, you know, I know for my team, I got some stuff to talk about. I got some stuff to get off my chest. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
I got one question for Green Bay. Where is the love, man? Where is the love? I mean, the way they treat their boys just ain't right. And yeah, you're going to be your starter one day. Because believe it or not, you guys are closer to love starting than Aaron Rodgers starting his career over. So y'all need to embrace that young man.
Right.
And is it Tim Tebow or Tim Tebow? Have the way
Tino.
He on that block. Okay, so it's Tim Tebow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that bad boy. Woo, woo. And we got some breaking news on Tebow. I'm sure everybody know already by now. If you don't, get out from under that rock, man. That ain't a good place for you. Because it's news happening here, okay? But we'll get into that when it's time. The NBA is sticking around, y'all, with some trades and some moves made. You know, Clippers have made a roster adjustment. You know, none of us saw this coming. At least, let me put it this way. I didn't see it coming, you know.
Right.
So, you know, basketball don't want to let us go. They want to hold on to us, y'all. But, you know, hey. When it's time, you know what I mean? All these stories and more on this episode of Kale's Corner and whatever you guys come up with and want to talk about. You all right with that, T?
I'm good with that. That sounds perfect to me.
I can't say
Let's do it.
I said that. I did not stand her, y'all. We'll be right back.
560-999-3780. You'll be my power winner.
Girl, woo! I'm ready. Look, what Tiffany Haddish always say, she ready? Well, she ready, okay? This preseason game between my Washington football team and New England Patriots, Patriots, whatever we want to call them, Bama. I applaud the Patriots. They did what it took to win this preseason game. I like that young running back that they had, 6'7", Bama, you know, the second coming of the boy that played out in Tennessee. What's his name, Steve?
Which one?
Come on. The boy, the running back in Tennessee. What's his name? You know
him. Oh, you're talking about Derrick Henry?
Yeah, the Patriots got the second coming of Derrick Henry down there. But my beef with my Washington football team, do we have to go through another year, another season with Haskins as, Hopkins as our kicker? I sat here and watched Creed, and I was so excited. I was so excited. And what did he do? He shanked the first kick. Yep. And all of a sudden, it felt like last season all over again. And I found myself saying, damn, man, here we go again. I was impressed with Fitzmagic. I was impressed with Heineke. I was impressed with my defense, Chase Young, with the sack fumble. I say it was a fumble. You know, I was in a good place with my team, and then the kicker came on and, again, started out this season like he ended last season. It is time for his ass to go. Fire him. If you don't feel like you can do it, give me the job. I'll fire his ass.
Exactly.
Because I'm sick and tired. Hey, listen, ever since Washington played in London, that dude has not been a reliable kicker at all. At all. Now, I don't know if he went out to get a bratwurst or a schnitzel or whatever, and the werewolf in London called him in the alley and snatched his kicker soul, but he needs to go back to London and get that thing back. Meantime, between time, we should have. This is how you know if your organization is changing. Come Monday, when Monday rolled around, guess what I saw? I saw a lineup of potential kickers. They're not playing.
They
are not playing. And that was a good thing. But the fact that they even gave them the opportunity again to start the season is why I'm like, come on, man. Listen, every game must be nurtured as a precious mineral. And we can't waste an ounce of it on a position of weakness. Kicker has been this Washington team weakness for years now. And it's time for it to stop. I'm going to get off my soapbox tree. What do you see from San Francisco?
Let me tell you what I saw that I think is a good thing. We have two quarterbacks, and they're both good because Garoppolo is healthy right now. So he was 3 for 3. They only had him in for the first half. The first quarter, and he threw 3 for 3, and he did a couple of rushing little things. But he looks really, really comfortable. He looks really, really good. And even when they put Trey Lance in, at first he was a little shaky, I think because of the, you know, he a rookie, first time out, all that. So he had to get the bugs out. So Trey Lance looked good too. So I don't know which way it's going to go, but I think that we're going to go with Garoppolo and do like the Saints did last year, like play both of them throughout the year. So
that's
it all depends on what team we're playing. I don't know if it's a good thing or not a good thing. I'm not quite sure. I don't know how I feel about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, how can your quarterback develop a rhythm if you keep pulling them out, you know, either go with one or the other. Now, what I will say, Tree, I say because Garoppolo did look good and he looked very comfortable and confident out there, I would roll with Garoppolo until it broke. You understand?
Right.
Because one thing we do know, he has a propensity to get injured. So, and I'm not putting that on the man. I'm not speaking of injury on the man at all. Nobody, please, do not mistake me for what I'm saying. What I'm saying Lance is a great backup plan. So, go with Garoppolo and let him know that it is his job until it's not. That's all.
It's not, right. That's what I was
Let's take a call. What's up, 57? I know you got a mouthful about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry, baby.
They should have been playing the theme song from Forrest Gump or Young and the Restless while y'all was going over that y'all was going through. Anyway. All I gotta say is my team looks.
I hate him, Kim. I hate him.
I mean, he waited all that time to come on with that dry ass comment. But go on. Let me drink some. Let me drink some water behind that one.
Hold on, Kim.
Get some water too. Let me get me some water.
Hey, excuse me.
Go ahead, Pippi. Go ahead,
I'm gonna say, this is my moment right now, please.
Yes.
All I know is.
But leave us out of it.
No,
boy.
All I know is my Pittsburgh Steelers look good. Two games, we look good on offense and defense. And the reject from the Washington Redskins, the Washington football team has played two good games at quarterback.
Okay. Yeah.
He played two good games.
That's good. Well, maybe, as we were all hoping and wishing, that him being cut has opened his eyes. And he's a little more.
We hope.
I did too. I was well aware of why the Washington football team was left in the position that they were when it came to him. And you've heard me say several times, I hope he gets it together. I hope that him being over there with Tomlinson will put him on the right path. Now, 57, what I will say is I don't know if he's on the right path yet. Two preseason games haven't shown me anything. We're talking about a young man who was taking selfies with fans before the game was over.
Yeah, really, Kale. He ain't taking no selfies.
Yeah, at least he ain't do that. At least he learned not to do that.
Well, okay, congratulations. He has shown us again.
I'm
going to
say what
nothing.
I saw, though. What I did see is he's still having problems looking his receivers down. I saw that. That's why he almost got two interceptions doing that. And luckily, the guy dropped the ball. But he's still looking at his receivers instead of looking them off. He's still just looking at his receivers down. And until he learns how not to do that, he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, but you know, piggybacking on that, Trey Lance did that a couple of times too. And then when he went over to the sideline, Shanahan got on him real bad. Like, don't do that. And then when he went back out there, he didn't do that. So he,
well,
he
you
learned,
know what, Trey, you're right.
Guess what Trey Lance showed you? He can take constructive criticism. He can
take direction.
You know, he's very teachable. All right, let's bring in Lou. Lou, what you learned about this Cowboy boy?
Preseason means absolutely nothing. Okay, so they're off to a rocky start in preseason. That has no bearing on how they're going to do the regular season. So all you naysayers out there think, oh, it's going to be another nightmare season. Yeah, we'll just see about that. Dax is going to be on his way back, and I think this time, you know, once he gets back in gear, Dax is going to be a whole different team. So my worry about
right
now.
What do you think about the MRI? What do you think
about
the second MRI? Because I don't think it's anything to the second MRI. I just think they're just erring on the side of caution. So what do you think?
No,
just your team.
Just precaution.
No.
It's going to be fine.
No, it's not just precaution. That was complaining of uncomfortableness in his throwing arm. That's why they're having a second MRI. Don't rush this under the table like it's nothing. Don't do that. You know, y'all know things in jail ain't gonna let you do that.
Really?
Dad Bama was complaining of soreness in that same shoulder. So they decided to sit him down and to re-go with another MRI to make sure that the tissue is healing like it's supposed to, like everything is okay. All I'm saying is this. And Treat, I'm waiting, Treat. You know,
I'm
gonna get to a policy before this season is over, for real. Because I'm like this: where there's smoke, there is fire. And where you have to be set down and taking a light practice and MRI after MRI, there is something there. There is a story there. The Cowboys are just not trying to let it out because they just gave Dak all that money. That's it. That's all. Watch what I tell you.
Okay, so let me say this. Hold on, Lou. I know that's your team. Hold on for 1 second. So what I want to say is I know there's something there. He complained of his shoulder in the beginning of the season. They gave him an MRI. He's never, ever complained since then. He's never complained since then. They're just keeping him on the shelf because they don't know. They just want to make sure, you know, if it's healing well. That's just like if you go to the doctor and you say, well, it hurt right here in my shoulder right here. Like if it hurt right here, y'all can't see me pointing, but if it hurt somewhere, right, and the doctor say, well, you go home and you do X, Y, and Z. When you come back, we're going to reevaluate you. We're going to look at everything over to make sure everything is healing. That's what they're doing now.
Let me ask you one question. We've all been to the doctor before. One thing the doctor does common to everyone is ask questions during that reevaluation. And you're not going to that doctor. You don't have to see that doctor. No report, no appointment has to be made if you're carrying on business as usual, as normal. If you don't carry on business,
that's not what they told him,
Kale.
That's not what they told him in the beginning. What they told him in the beginning is what they told him in the beginning. That's why he's having a second MRI. That's why he's having a second MRI because when they told him, just like when I went for my breast exam, right? Felt a little luck right there, right? So they said, go home, drink this, do this, come back. We're going to check it again. When they say check it again, that means I have to go through the whole thing all over again. I never complained that it hurt. I'm not saying me personally. I'm saying when the doctor told me I had to be checked, so I got checked. He said in 3 months, or 3 weeks, or however many days it is. He said, you need to come back so we can check it and make sure it's not what, growing, it's not moving, it's not doing a whole lot of things. So that's all I'm saying. They're just being precautious. The man is worth $200 million. They don't want to put a broke product out there and then re-break him again. And then he'll be out again for a whole nother season.
The man was paid that. He is yet to prove that.
That's what I'm saying. He's worth that. So they're going to make sure that he's okay, is what I'm saying. That's an investment. That's my investment. So if I invest $200 million in you, you goddamn right, I'm going to make sure that you can be straight and healthy and everything else. If you need another MRI after this one, you're going to get it.
All right.
That's
all
I'm saying.
Let's see what my man Crane got to say. This is his thing, too. Crane, how you feeling about that second MRI?
Oh, man, how y'all doing today? Kara's Corner family. I'm going to tell you like this, bro. What's up, 57? It's almost here, baby. We're on that long. Four more Sundays, baby. Four more Sundays. But let me get back to the question.
We're already hung 10 up in y'all. We ain't worried about y'all.
Let me get back to the question because that's preseason.
Hey, you got some company on here. You know, Lou Cowboy.
That's right.
Cowboy fan. What it do? Let's go, Cowboy Nation.
Let's do it.
Hey,
look.
Bottom fans.
I'm on both sides of the fence. I'm going to be honest with you. Because, Carol, I take your point. Like you say, where there's smoke, there's fire. They keep saying this and that. I really don't know. I just really want to see him at least in the third preseason of the game. If I don't see him then, then I'm really going to be on the other side of the fence and say, man, something just might be wrong. Because he needs to get out there and get some contact, man, and see how it feels, man. I already know he know what it is, but he still need to get out there and get a little contact and run around on that field before the season starts. That's just what I think should happen.
Right.
I think that's Frank, every time I hear you talk about your Cowboys thing, if you were repping any other team, I would take it easy on you because your points be so on point and just so hospitable and real nice.
Lord have mercy.
And I say to myself, I'm going to take it easy on my man. And then I remember, we talking about Dallas. We talking about the cow bums. I wish I would. So, I'm telling you, man, your gig is up, dog. Your gig is up. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're trying to talk nice and come all cool with me, see, you know what I'm saying? I won't hit him with the full kill, see? He don't want the full kill. So he come at me nice, Lord. I'm just thinking in my mind. Oh, my man. That's right, man. My man, all right. He does. He agreed with me. He agreed with me off the top.
Hey, but
why are you taking easy on Lou then?
Because you honestly. Because
Lou didn't give him a jumpsuit. Lou didn't give him a jumpsuit.
Bring him a jumpsuit. Okay.
Give him one
either. 57, you know too damn much. I'm always easy on Lou. Lou lives in dirt. So I always automatically tie him with the Jets. And the Jets are no offense, but they're really not competition to me. You know what I'm saying? The Cowboys, I've always, when I was a little kid, they tried to put a cowboy hat on me. I ducked and ran and said, hell no. Nah. As a child, mama whooped that, you know what, out of me too. But anyway, that's all it is. You know, I always relate to Lou with the Jets. You remember last week when Lou said he was a Cowboys fan? I was like, that's right. You are a Cowboys fan.
That's right.
Hey,
I mean, what? You never heard
that's
of a Cowboys
right.
jersey before?
Well, can I ask
like,
a question?
Like, what's
yeah.
question?
Hold on. This is Lou. Let Lou go. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. I mean, look. I mean, everybody's like, you're a Cowboys fan, but you're from Jersey. How is that possible? Who said yeah? I mean, you know, a lot of people think, like, what are you, nuts? No, but a lot of people think I'm crazy.
Lou, you kind of are crazy, Lou, for liking the Cowboys and living in New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a lot of us out there, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Too damn many.
Yes.
Too damn many.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I can just account
man.
For this one I live with.
Poor baby. I'll
well,
talk to you all the time.
I know, that's right. I need it.
Well, if Dak gets hurt, what are y'all going to do for a backup quarterback? Because the last... Who? Oh, that's right. That's right.
He
I forgot
Gilbert.
About Gilbert.
Yeah,
because
the
last...
Don't get back Andy Dalton.
Because the last bomb quarterback to be picked for a starter is Fitzpatrick, and the Washington football team
yeah.
got him. They got that
bomb.
But Gilbert is probably better than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. Wow. Mason Rudolph ain't gonna be
our
backup
quarterback.
Who's gonna be your backup, Haskins?
It's going to be Haskins. No, it's going to be Rudolph, for real. It's going to be Rudolph. Haskins, if he makes the team, will be the third quarterback. Dobbs hasn't looked good yet, so I doubt if he'll make the team.
Okay. 270, what's up? How you doing?
And what's your name?
This is you, Marcus.
Unmute your phone.
Unmute your phone. Going once. Going twice. Catch me when you're ready.
See, man.
Yeah.
See, people don't even want to call in when we talk about the Washington football team in Dallas. We need to talk about the positive people excited about.
Oh, yeah.
What, the 49ers? Let's talk about the 49ers, man.
I would
the hell. Ain't nobody calling in doing them either. Let's talk
about that. Ain't nobody calling in with all them colors y'all got on over there. What is it? Red, blue, green, yellow, black, purple. What's up? Rainbow colors over there. Like, we don't even got time for y'all.
Hey, look, that's what it looks like when the sun shines on them Super Bowl trophies.
Yeah,
they
got one more than we do. Okay.
Hey, you know, that's what kills me about people who won a Super Bowl, that they act as if they're the only ones to ever won. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
We're in a few of them, Kale. You understand how I feel. We're in a few. You understand how I feel.
They got three.
Yeah, whatever. They got one and two with an asterisk. One with and two with
hey,
an asterisk.
Hey, Mima. That's my Mima, y'all. Say hi to Mima.
Hey, Mima.
Hey, Mima.
I'm going to say, damn, don't everybody speak at one time. I've been bragging to Mima about my Kale's Corner family for the longest. But anyway, yeah, seriously though, man, I was happy to see other kickers brought into camp this week, and it just let me know that you know this thing ain't going. We ain't going for this no more, man. We ain't going for this no more. If you don't do your job, you will be replaced. You will be replaced, and to me, man. You know, hey, that tells me that my team is ready to stop.
I got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got
I just had to get that out of my system real quick. My team will not go around in circles anymore. Yeah. But in other news, is it Tim Tebow or Tim Tebow? And the Jaguars have let us know that it is Tim Tebow. The Jaguars have released tight end Tim Tebow after one preseason game. And this play has gone viral of Tebow whipping on a block. And I want to say this. If you're not going to go out on that field and give 100%, you're taking a spot from someone that will give 100%. Now, everyone knows that the Jaguars' new coach, Urban Meyer, and Tim Tebow have a history together. And Urban Meyer, I'm going to say this about Urban Meyer. You really set the tone bad with your team by even bringing Tebow in and giving him a chance. By even for this one preseason that you gave the opportunity to Tebow instead of a young tight end, you know, it says a lot about you as a person. And you know what I'm saying? You with me, T?
I'm with you because I got a lot to say about it.
Go ahead. It's on you.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, look, everybody deserves a second chance, right? That wasn't his second chance. That was his fourth chance.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that everybody gets a fourth chance, but even Michael Jordan, when he stepped away from basketball to go play baseball, when he came back, he was not the same person.
Nope.
He was not. But we talking about the GOAT. We talking about the GOAT, and he wasn't even gone that long. He was gone, what, 2 years? A year and a half? Two years? Tebow was gone 8 years. Eight. Tim Tebow, like when he first came out, I thought he was a great player. I did. I thought he was a good player. I just think they blackballed him because he was his religion. Played a part
he was too
in it and all of that.
Let's call it like it was. He was too religious for
that. He was too religious because somebody who came in for the Broncos when he was playing with the Broncos, he was winning. I don't know what else they wanted from him. He was doing a great job. And for them now to say that he was a bad player, I mean, you know, when they started saying he was a bad player, not right now. But when they started saying he was a bad player, it messed with his ego. So it messed with him internally, like his conscience. Yeah, it broke his spirit. So then now he's on a shelf trying to figure out the rest of my life. I'm going to go write a book. I'm going to get married. I'm going to do some analyzing. I'm going to do this. Well, I think I can still play.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to try to play again. Like, no, just, you know, they blackballed you. You made money. I'm not going to say you made I am going to say, you made millions and millions of dollars off the book you wrote after analyzing you was doing for the college and pro. So I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, you messed up. And you missed the block because that's not who you are. You normally the guy who's throwing the ball.
Right.
So just go ahead and, you know, go back to being an analyst or write another book, do some shows. It's over. Just move on, I think.
All right.
Because
he's
making himself look bad at the end of the day.
Lou, what was your take on this situation, Lou?
Look, like I said, the Cowboys are going to do fine. I mean, once he goes through training camp, whatnot, it's going to be fine. We're going to be okay.
Lou, ain't nobody talking about no damn Cowboys. Tim Tebow.
Tebow, no, he made a mistake from the beginning. I mean, look, 7 years out of the league, I think he's going to come back and, you know, make the biggest comeback story in the NFL. No, he was. I don't think he was really in shape. I think he was making just a big mistake. So it was the right move to cut him. I mean, I felt sorry for him, but, you know.
How could
realistically,
you?
Realistically, I didn't think he had a chance.
Stop podcasting for him. Do something else.
Yeah, it's time, man. You're 35 years old. You know, you're not the young phenom on the Heisman Trophy anymore. It's time for you to hang him up.
Now, I will say this. I will say this.
Okay.
I feel terrible the way his career ended, the way his story was written. I feel terrible about that. But for this, I don't feel sorry for him for this.
Right.
Hell no.
Right.
Hell, I cannot, because guess what? He was afforded or given a chance that young, healthy guys aren't even getting. So how can I feel sorry for him? How can I have an ounce of remorse for him when it comes to, you know, where he is as a player? I can't.
Right.
Dude, listen, Father Time taps on everyone's shoulder. Now, was your career cut short? Yes. Because you like we established, you were too much into the religion for something.
Yeah.
Now me personally,
that triggered off a lot of people, huh?
Exactly. Now me personally,
so.
I could care less. I could care less.
Yeah.
How much in religion you are, it really doesn't matter to me. But for the
I don't care what species you are, just you know.
It just rubbed too many people the wrong way, you know.
Right.
So, no, I'm sorry. I can't feel sorry for him. 57. You feel any sorrow for Tebow?
No, I ain't got nothing to say about Tebow.
Tebow was never a good quarterback. I mean, he was a good college quarterback because of the game that they played in college at that time. He was right for it. He was right for it. But it's just the way he plays the game, and he was never a pure quarterback, and he wasn't going to make it in the NFL at his time, during the time that he had with the way he played the game. And you can't come into the NFL telling people you can be as Christian and religious as you want to be, but you're not going to come into the NFL telling them how they're going to live their life. You're not going to do that. And he made some statements, well, I'm going to change things. It ain't going to happen. Not like that. And that's why he got blackballed.
Right. That's true. That is true.
Debo just texted in that the Seahawks signed Jamal Adams 4 years, $70 million. He okay with that? He just hope they spend more time playing safety than linebacker. He said, "Forget Tebow's sick."
He's got to start writing
Jamal
this stuff
Adams.
Down and sending it in early, man. Boom, boom.
I wasn't surprised by that announcement. I was surprised it didn't come sooner. You know, but
right.
I wasn't surprised.
Right.
Yeah. Not to say that, you know, I wasn't against him. Of course not. But realistically, I didn't think he had a prayer. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No, me either.
Bad timing.
That was pretty good right there, Lou. I have to give you that one.
And when you think about it is bad timing. That sums it up, Luke.
No, I meant the comment.
They just, No, no, you okay. They just, the Jaguars just picked up, is it, Trey Lance? And you bring on Tebow, you got the young rookie phenom in the position that Tebow played. And you're asking not 19-year-old Tebow, but 30-something-year-old Tebow to go in and his position. That's just bad timing, man. That's just crazy to me.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
So now they got to go back to the drawing board, get another person for that position, and now they're behind the eight ball. Now they're behind the eight ball because they had to give this man a chance.
Yeah. Did you say he was 35?
He's 35.
He's 35? Yeah, I mean, if the game was too fast for him coming out of college, you know it's too fast for him now at 35. 8 years away? Mm-mm.
Yeah, and that's one thing I will say, as a quarterback, you could see that, yes, the game was a little too fast. Now, he made good plays. He made good plays, but he didn't make a whole heap of scheduled plays, on-time plays. A lot of his success was when he reverted to what they call backyard football. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because Brett Favre made a career out of backyard football. So, but when you're trying to come back and play a whole new position, and, I mean, one play they showed where Tebow went on a 15 out, with that's where you run 15 yards down the field and slant out. He just did a curl, like a little button. And there was another offensive player standing directly in front of him. Well, we all know, that's not how the game is played. You're rarely going to find a tight end and a receiver, which you could say two receivers, in the same vicinity of each other. Because guess what? You're going to have two defenders there as well. So not only are you out of place, but you're basically helping the defense create a double team. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw that, I said, wow. I'd be surprised if Tebow makes it to the next preseason game. Was my whole thing when I saw that play, because I couldn't believe how he just looked lost out there. He looked confused. He's fuddled. So, maybe you can write another book now. What's up?
Don't never compare Tim Tebow and Brett Favre class again. I know Brett Favre did play that backyard quarterback stuff. Football, but back. Brett Favre could step back three, step back five, step back seven, and drill that ball in that pocket so sweet. Every time Tim Tebow threw the ball, you ain't know if it was gonna come out straight or like a duck been hit out of the air.
But it was still backyard ball, man. It was still backyard.
Tim Tebow cannot throw like Brett Favre. Brett Favre backyard football
still doing right now.
Brett Favre's backyard football came when he was supposed to play it. Tim Tebow had to play it. You can't compare them two together. Not Brett Favre and Tim Tebow.
Okay, well, let me say this.
I didn't compare the two anyway.
I didn't compare the two. I just said that they both played backyard football.
Like I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. They both played back. Okay. You're right. I was
curious, man. Man, is this how it's gonna be this year?
These Cowboy fans don't listen.
You gonna have to carry y'all this year? Are we gonna have to carry y'all this year? Y'all gonna remember what game we at?
They don't have to. I'm gonna write it down, Devin. I'm gonna write everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
please do.
You know we're going 12 and 5.
Debo said there's nothing to say about Pittsburgh. Y'all not doing anything. End of story. Is this early enough for you?
Debo, I'm fat.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yeah, he's speaking the truth.
All I know is, since y'all looking at the preseason, all I know is, why did y'all go up to Foxborough anyway? Why? Y'all should have mailed that in.
Why did who go?
The Washington football team.
So the Seahawks say something about your team, and you want to come for Washington.
Wow. Well, first of all, I thought Debo was a Washington football team fan, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot he was a Seahawk. But hey, look, it doesn't matter. One buzzard is like another buzzard. It doesn't matter to me. I come it all up.
Right.
You know,
Seahawks
is just a Seahawk ain't nothing but another word for a buzzard. That's it. Bottom feeder.
All righty.
Hey, look, man. I ain't going to let you
don't
disrespect
make me
my man.
Phone.
I ain't going to let you disrespect my man T like that. All right. He ain't joking. You know what? Let's take a break.
Bottom feeders. That man said bottom feeders. That man play too much.
Way too much, y'all. Way too much. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to jump into the NBA for a quick minute, because I got to talk about this trade that was made between the Clippers and y'all know. Get ready, baby. All right.
Okay.
57, you're an idiot, boy.
But you said the Black Eyed Peas were going to be here.
Let me say this first. Philly and Joel Embiid are finalizing a 4-year Supermax deal with the 76ers.
$196 is
the number.
Yeah, through 2027.
Wow. Why did I stop dribbling and shooting basketball? Anyway, the Clippers traded. Come on, Trees, help me out, man.
The Clippers traded Beverly, Rondo,
right.
and Oturo.
Right.
Okay, so let me explain how it went. The Grizzlies acquired Eric Bledsoe in the trade for the Clippers, but then they wanted Patrick Beverly, Rondo, and Oturo went to Memphis, but Memphis is flipping Beverly to the Timberwolves for Jarrett Culver and Juancho Hernan Gomez. Yeah, so that's how that went.
Right.
So Beverly is replacing Ricky Rubio, who was traded to the Cavaliers. So that's how that went.
Okay.
So Beverly is going to end up in Memphis, and everybody else is going to end up in Minnesota.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I for one, I'm okay with this. For real, I'm okay with this. I kind of knew that Beverly was going to be traded after, you know, shoving Chris Paul in the back like he did.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Clippers upstairs, the big guys, really took too kindly to that. I don't think that they like the name or the reputation that that could bring about. So I expected Beverly to be traded. Rondo, I'm really starting to question what's going on with Rondo. You know?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Go ahead.
First of all, Rondo does not have a jump shot. It's not the jump shot that you need for a point guard that can carry a team. He's a great team floor general, but he doesn't have a jump shot, and he's not good in the locker room with the rest of the players.
Okay. Well, now I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Everywhere Rondo has gone, you heard snippets of people complaining about him as a teammate. Now, what I will say, it was more off court than on court, and usually, you know, because I mean, there were comments about Kobe Bryant. You know, there were comments made about Kobe Bryant and people not liking him. So, you know, I like Rondo. I like Rondo. I've always liked his tenacity, his go hardness, his dog. He's a dog out there. He's a dog out here, and I really love the fact that he don't care. He doesn't care who you are. He's going to stand up to you, and he's going to let you know, nah, dude, you ain't the only, you know what, out here. I am too. So, you know, I don't know. 301-385, you on the corner.
He's a great floor general.
Mm-hmm. 385, you there? Okay.
What's the number, Kim?
I can't call. Yeah, I can't call.
I know. That's why I need to finish the statement. Because they probably just want to listen.
Right. That's cool. Come on, 57. What were you saying?
Now, Rondo's probably, as far as a pure point guard running the floor, probably one of the best floor generals out there. I think he's better than Chris Paul. He just ain't got that jumper that Chris Paul had. But as far as running the court, Rondo going to get you that ball. I think he sees the floor probably better than LeBron.
I think he should have stayed with the Clippers. I think he should have stayed with the – I mean, not the Clippers. I'm
with
sorry.
Clippers, huh?
He should have stayed with the Lakers. I mean, I know he was with the Clippers, but he should have stayed with the Lakers because he was getting the chemistry. He was getting the hands on the ball, and he was doing what he needed to do. And he felt like he was needed there. When he go other places
– All I'm going to say is the same thing I was saying Thursday, man. People don't like to play with LeBron, man. People do not like to play with him, too. And I'm not saying anything bad about LeBron.
I disagree with him.
You know, but... For all that Rondo brings to the table at that point guard position, I think it would behoove these guys to try to work along with him instead of overtaking what he's bringing to the table, appreciate.
Yeah.
What he's bringing, So, I mean, to each his own, everybody has their own reason to like or dislike, I've always liked Rondo. Now, I've never had to play with him. I've never had to work alongside him, so... I'm at a disadvantage where these guys are at an advantage, because they have played with them. And I'm going to say this again. Where there's smoke, there's fire,
Right.
And people not going to keep coming, people are not going to keep repeating the same thing when it comes to who you are as a teammate. Debo said he about to be a coach on somebody's bench. He knows the game, so don't be surprised to see that one day. Yes, I can agree with you on that, but at the same time, I'm kind of looking at it like if he can't get along with dudes as a player, how well is he going to play with these guys as a player? Go ahead.
You're right. Because if he can't get along with the players, as a player, nobody gonna listen to him as no coach. And that's for damn sure.
Right. So, I think it's, I don't know. Debo, I agree with you, but at the same time, I have reservations about that. Because, the reasons that we just put out there,
unless he goes to the college level. Now, if he goes to the college level, all them kids listening to him.
Yeah.
He can do like the Penny Hardaway, Stackhouse, the Penny Hardaways, the Kevin Johnson, they're doing and make a difference. But not on a professional level. Like, he can't do that. I'm not going to say he can't. I'm just going to say my opinion. Like, you can't get along with me out here and we playing together. I'm definitely going to be – you come talking that trash to me in my ear, and it can be something good. But if I don't like you, I'm not going to listen.
Right.
I ain't going to disrespect you either, but I'm still not going to listen.
I can understand that. I can see where you're coming from with that, but at the same time, as we got to remember this too, y'all. As a coach, you are respected in a different manner. You're viewed as in a
yeah.
different manner. As a player, you're looked at as in a certain way. But as the coach, you know, just because you're the coach, there's a modicum of respect there, you know. And you can't just how can I put this? You
try
have
read
to
him
respect him. You have to
mm-hmm.
respect your coach. Put it that way. You have to respect your coach.
By any
so,
means necessary.
And let's face it, Rondo are on the team when he does go to coaching, because I believe that wholeheartedly. There'll be more players, especially if he goes to the college ranks. Treat you hit the nail on the head with that, because he'd be a great college coach, you know.
Yeah.
Because those young men would be aspiring to be him, you know. So they would look up to him for all he's done and all he's been through. Now,
yeah.
in the pros, he'll have a few guys on a pro team who know of Rondo but never played with him. So he'll have respect from those guys, but when you start talking about the veteran players, the guys that are set in their ways, you know, then I could see where there would be some disturbances, you know.
Right. Right.
So,
that's true.
Hey, you know,
yeah.
Either which way, the man decides, you know. Because do you guys remember that injury, that arm injury he suffered when he was playing with Celtic?
Yes,
man,
sir. I remember.
I keep asking myself, how much longer can he play? You know, that injury was. Whew, I could listen. There are a few injuries that have happened in sports during my lifetime that I just can't not watch. That's Joe Theismann, Alex Smith, Paul George. God, Paul George. And
yeah,
Alex,
I remember that one now. Yeah.
Navarro Bowman, when he got toe up. Mm.
Who?
Navarro.
Who you think?
Navarro Bowman on my team.
And I don't know if y'all old enough to remember when Sam Bowie's leg bone just popped out of his skin on the court.
Ah.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that was like his second, third year in the NBA.
Yeah. Look, thank you, Jesus. My brain do not remember that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, hey,
Jesus.
Sports, man, but that injury makes me, you know, say how much longer does this man have to play anyway, you know? We know that he's healthy because it's been years since that injury, you know? But, and you know what, let me change the subject real quick. I watched it's a special on Netflix right now, where they're talking about the Malice in the Palace.
Can't forget that.
There was a lot, you know, we definitely can't forget it. But there was a lot about that melee, that crowd event, you know, because a lot of people wanted to claim Jermaine O'Neal and Ron Artest and Steven Jackson. But watching on this Netflix special exactly what happened, I don't blame none of them at all for nothing that they did.
No.
Ron,
never had.
Well, no.
The people trying to lock them up.
Yeah. The players, right?
Yep.
They lost all that sponsor them. They lost everything. Especially Ron Artest. He lost everything. Ron Artest lost the most. And he did the last.
But look, didn't Charles throw a beer back on somebody or somebody spit on him and he spit back on him or something in the crowd? And doing that same year. Yeah.
We talking about Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
Charles
said, "You don't get the right because you buy a ticket to treat me any kind of way out on the court."
I remember that,
and he was 100% correct. Now,
yeah,
I on the other hand, somebody spit on me, I'm popping.
Somebody going into the grave, and I'm going to jail.
Okay, so we all got our little turning point, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, sir. But I, you know,
I've been there. That'll never happen again.
I got right in my car
and came on home and said, "Babe, I ain't got no job no more." He said, "What happened?" I said, "Lady spit on me, and I had to beat her down." He said, "Come on home." I said, "Okay."
I remember my mom telling me one time, I kicked my dog, and I remember her saying, "You don't put your feet on nobody, you don't spit on nobody."
Yeah, she told you right.
Yeah, don't put
Thank
your
you,
feet
Mama
on
57.
Thank you, Mama.
Can I ask a question, since we're on basketball, and it might be out of frame, but I just want to know if anybody saw what I saw, if I was just out of bounds. I watched the Olympics. I watched the last part of the championship in the NBA. And I thought during the Olympics that other than Chris Paul, that Devin Booker also let the Suns down. And I watched them in the Olympics, and them guys was eating Devin Booker up. Tate is the one that came through other than Durant, you know, to help them win the Olympics. And my question is to everybody, does anybody else look like that Booker just either was too tired or just wasn't ready for the competition? And did anybody feel like that he wasn't ready in the championship?
Man, I think they downplayed that head to nose bunt that he had with Patrick Beverly, and I think that really affected him, man. I think he lost in the NBA finals. So the Olympics was his chance to go into the summer as a winner, being a winner. So he jumped on with this USA team, but he really wasn't healthy, man. I'm curious. Dude, you broke your nose.
There's some other bones in your face.
Yeah. Come on, man. See, you got to take some time and recover from that. You know?
Okay. Yes, you do.
You got to take some time to recover. And not to mention, he had the hamstring issue as well. You know? So he was beat up, dog.
Okay.
Good question, though. Damn good question.
All right, y'all.
We're gonna take 563-999-3782. We made some picks last week. Miss Trish, you ready for us?
I am.
You say, I am.
Just stay who you are. Y'all. Y'all going to be so mad. Only one person will be, and he going to get on my damn nerves. I had to say that.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but I had to say that.
So we know who he is now already.
So when we come back, we're going to unveil these picks, man, and see who crapped out. Who did good and everything. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. For y'all new listeners, man, hey, I appreciate y'all. Let's take a break.
Yeah. I'm like the lightning hitting the monument.
We get a witness. You gotta see this. Yeah.
Hey, I remember served sandwiches and crime allowances. But this a nigga with some counterfeits. But now I'm counting this Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobie tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Humble.
Bitch, sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Hey, be humble. Huh?
Yes, damn.
Oh, okay, really? Really?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, you know, I love when things just come together. You know what I'm saying? Or they are.
Yes.
No help in it or anything. It just came together. Come on, Miss Street. It's a bad
day. Okay, so I know, right? So y'all know we only picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We only picked 5 teams, even though it was way more than 5 teams. We just only picked 5. So out of those 5, everybody got 1 wrong except
doom, 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 doom.
Hey, first of all, okay, so let me, before I say the winner, did y'all just hear that song? Did you just hear the song and say, sit down and be humble?
I'm okay? Sitting down.
So when I say this name, I don't want you to act a fool, okay? 57-1. He got all of them right.
99 problems, but losing ain't one. 99 problems, but losing ain't one.
Lord have mercy. Somebody pray for us. He at Kale's corner.
Let's explain it to y'all. If it was the regular season, hold on. If it was the regular season, everybody that hey, and you know what? I thought about this, and after discussions with a few people, Treach, I think I'm going to lower the entry to $5 instead of $20.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
That's fine.
That way we can all, it's more of a gentleman's bet. And when you start taking bets up into the hundreds, situations get peculiar. So we don't want that. We don't want that at all.
Okay.
So everybody that would have put their $5 up this week to participate, 57 was the winner, and we had how many people? See, how many people?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people.
So we had.
So
that'd be
40
people,
bucks for him.
35.
35.
Right. So it'd have been 35 bucks. The only reason I'm saying it is because when the season starts, y'all, we're going to put some, you know, some interest into these bets. You know what I'm saying? So the more people that play, the bigger the pot gets. You know what I mean? And
right.
Everybody's going to give me their cash out. And if
I'm
you
just
going to
give you.
Out,
57, I got you. You don't got no. You don't have no cash out. You just give me your money.
Yes,
I got
I do.
Your cash out.
I got a cash out, but I ain't gonna need it. I just gonna give you my bank account number.
Need
and y'all
it.
Just
gonna
go to the bank on Monday and put the money
no,
in my
no,
bank
no.
account.
No, no, you don't need to even need to go to the bank account if you got Cash App. You can just cash it out to your bank.
Okay. I did. Either way, y'all give me my money. That's fine.
Well, okay. So since everybody got Cash App except for some of these Cowboy fans, I ain't gonna name names because if it ain't you, Lou, don't you know? Be cool.
I get the point.
But somebody. Okay, yeah. Some of these Cowboy fans don't have Cash App, so
well,
I will have to
one
do
other
that for
Cowboy
them.
Fan.
Well, I'm just saying.
Cowboy fan. That's
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Some of these Cowboy fans don't be with the technology. That's all I'm saying.
That's all she said. That's her word.
Mm-hmm.
She said it.
That's correct. That is correct, bro.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
so everybody else has Cash App, right? Everybody else got Cash App?
I got Cash App. Yep.
Okay,
hey, can I ask a question?
When the season start, on that Tuesday, I guess that day we have it, everybody cash out $5 to Kale. And then whoever wins, he'll cash out all the money to them.
Kale.
On their Cash App.
I only been knowing Kale for about 6 months. What do you mean the Kale?
Listen, I need undivided attention here. If you're betting and your money is not in by Friday, you will automatically be removed from that week's pick. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On Thursday we had a show. I will remind you, but after Thursday, that's the only reminder I'm sending out. If you want to participate, no one has to remind you. So
correct. It's just like an online pool.
So it got to be in by Friday morning, or Thursday night, or Wednesday night.
It got to be in by Thursday night because the game start on Thursday, 57.
That's why I said Wednesday
right.
night. Oh, okay. Oh. The man without a
the
Cash App decides
to
speak 57. Up.
The show is on Thursday,
57. Okay,
we
sir.
We off the show at 7 o'clock from 5 to 7. The games don't start till 8:30, my man.
Okay, sir. You're right. Hey, look. You got 3 weeks to get your Cash App.
But what y'all were saying really don't make a difference because we're doing all the picks on Thursday. So that get your money up.
Why don't you send all your money in at one time for the whole season?
No, Kale, the money got to be in on Thursday because, see, this is what's going to happen. The game is going to start. The team that they, whatever, probably going to win, and then they're going to try to send the money after that. No.
The game,
the
money being
on Thursday. You're absolutely right.
We do the picks on Thursday.
That's right.
Oh,
picking on Thursday, you put the money in on Thursday.
Right. The money has to be in on Thursday, Kale, not Friday.
Okay.
It got to be on Thursday. Okay. By the time the show is over, if your money not in, you can't take no more money.
You're gone.
Because that means the game has started.
Can I ask a question,
sure.
sis? No disrespect. But shouldn't it be before the game starts? Shouldn't it be before the
that's
game start on Thursday?
That's what we said.
Oh, okay, my
that's
bad.
Let
me get everybody undivided attention like Kale did. Let me get everybody undivided attention. Listen, 57. Listen, y'all. For real. All jokes aside, I'm not joking. If
yes,
the
ma'am.
Money is not in Thursday, 7 p.m., you're not playing that week. Just know that. Now, if your money is in by 7 p.m. on Thursday, then you're in the game. You're playing to win. Everybody got that? Not Friday, not Wednesday, Thursday. The money has to be in by the end of the show on Thursday.
Well, you make sure you just sent 10.
To who?
I'm going to send you.
Oh, look at this. Okay.
Everybody ain't for themselves, okay? We got help. We got help.
And
okay.
Remember,
I was going to help you, but you think you got it.
Hey, look, we don't know if Debo with us or not because he ain't texted in yet.
Well, he got him. He's in the rules. Oh, he's listening.
Debo been texting during this whole conversation because I'm trying to prove to Debo, and I need y'all help. I'm trying to prove to him that we can do this and it can be fun and everybody will be interested and follow.
This is gonna be fun. Especially when you said $5 now. Everybody can afford $5.
Hold on. I'm on a fixed income, you know. Wait a minute.
You can do $5. With your mom, girl.
Yes, sir.
57, you better get your old ass out there and collect some change there. Sit up to the little
change. Hey, bro, don't you know 57? These small more Marlboros than anybody.
Yeah. Okay.
So if he can buy Marlboros, he can buy in on the game for $5. Sir.
That Marlboro helped me with the pain. You know that, right?
Of course. This money you're going to win might help you with the pain, too.
Oh, do I get this thing for what I've already won?
You ain't win no money, man.
Oh, the preseason don't count? We just playing around?
Season. Right now, all we're doing is getting our format down. That's it.
Okay.
That's right. Enough.
That's so I just gave y'all a case. That's what I wanted to hear right there. That's what I thank you, Kale. You came through like I wanted you to. That's what I wanted to hear. I just gave y'all a taste of what it's going to be like this season. Don't be looking for nothing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what?
I don't know why.
I hope week 12 with a blip on the screen. I hope you're not going to be that 57. You know what I mean? You 57, hey, listen. I think the mayor in Pittsburgh wasn't safe, Joe. You was fine. Everybody.
Everybody got to go. Everybody. He wanted everybody gone.
Oh, hold on, though, sis. Kale started the show off with, let's fire the kicker, and this is just the first week. He can fire people, but I can't fire people.
Kale got a line from here
to Pennsylvania waiting to be the kicker.
Man,
I can't fire nobody, though.
You know what, 57, it kills me. I can hear parts and don't hear other parts. I said this dude been messing up since we had that game in London. This kick.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago, man. 3 years ago, and this family is still on my seat.
They probably show that.
You say what, Lou?
I thought y'all was going to get a kick in the drink.
I don't know if it's part of the show yet. Or was I?
What, Lou?
Was I part of the show yet?
Was he a part of the show yet? Yeah, you were there.
Okay.
You were there. So, yeah, Lou, I don't know if you heard me say it or not, but that was one of the first things I said. That was one of the first things I said about this kicker.
Oh, yeah.
When we were in London, when Washington had to play in London, this dude had, and the thing about it, he has made more kicks than he's missed. So it's like you don't want to fire him. You don't want to cut him. But at the same time, you have to.
That ain't what you said at 505.
The kicks that he is missing, the ones that he are missing, are important. You know, it's bad timing. When he missed that kick, okay, the other night, Thursday night, I saw the momentum in my whole sideline. Everybody had that, not again, gesture in their body. And I'm sorry. I don't want to go through another season of that. I don't. And as a football fan, I'm pretty sure you can understand that. Now, like T and Tang said, I didn't want to fire the whole team like other people we know. You know what I'm saying?
That bad was saying get rid of the GM, the coach, the quarterback, the running back. He wanted everybody gone.
Water boy, yes, gone.
Yeah, the water boy even was, he better hold on to his water because he was going to be out of there too.
You know the funny part about it? I'm going to tell you like this, 57, and I'm putting on my Kale Stradamus hat here, okay? Because you've been so bold and you just giving us a taste of what it's going to be, I bet you don't win no more this season.
You what?
I bet you don't win the picks no more this season. See, it's a whole lot different when
hey,
we
Kale,
go from
hey, Kale.
Five games to the full slate. A game is completely different. I'm trying to tell you.
I'll tell you something, Kale. You grabbed the wrong hat. You didn't grab the Kale Stradamus hat. You grabbed the Looney Tune hat. You need to put that hat down and put the other hat back on.
Nah, baby. I got on the Kale Stradamus. I got that Kale Stradamus started right, baby. Huh?
You need to get that bad boy checked out, man. We ain't going to win no more games. We're going to open the season up with a victory. Hey, look, I bet you, I put you a side bet on. Huh?
Nope.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
No, I'm good with that. I'm good
with that. I'm good with your sideway.
Huh? I bet, look. Hey, I cash out the money to you. You can get the money, Tree. Like I said, I only been knowing Kale 6 months, so, you know. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. This is crazy.
Just a little jokey joke. Just a little joke.
He got to hold on. He got to hold on to his milk money.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I told you a fixed income. I can't sit but $5 at a time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, don't ask for no prepaid stuff. Yes, sir. Quarters.
I wouldn't expect nothing less. I wouldn't expect nothing less. But I mean, all jokes aside, it was a great weekend of football. You know, I got a chance to you know, like I say, Green Bay, where's y'all love, man? That young man love is going to be something nice. I'm trying to tell you. He's going to be something nice. And you fans, you Green Bay fans that want to jump on late and not accept who he is and what he is, you're going to miss the boat on a great product. You're going to miss the boat on someone good. I'm trying to tell you. That young man, he impressed me. He really impressed me.
Yeah.
Just how he kept his composure. He wasn't, the moment wasn't too big for him. You know, there are certain things that mentally you look for in a quarterback, especially a young quarterback. So, he showed me everything I wanted to see. He showed me everything I wanted to see. So, good product. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Green Bay fans that still screaming Aaron Rodgers, shame on you. Shame on you. Because if Aaron Rodgers ain't do nothing, he made your offseason, your preseason turmoil. With the back and forth of I want to play, no, I don't want to go. I want to be traded, no, I'm going to stay. I'm back and forth. You don't want that for your team. You do not want that for your team. So, hey, we'll see what is what. The season is on its way, y'all. It is on its way. We're what, 4 weeks away now?
Yep.
Four more Sundays, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say this while you're on Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers hurt himself for next year. He might be in Green Bay right now, but next year, the league, when I look around and I see the highlights all over the league is changing. Everybody going for these young quarterbacks coming out. They ready to give these young quarterbacks a chance. You can see it. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, Brady, it was a tremendous thing he did, but Drew Brees gone. These old quarterbacks, I mean, it's about time for them to hook it up and go.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. I mean, that's the way you see it going.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and you know what? It's about time for the hands to turn, man. A clock does not stay still unless it's broke.
That's
the same philosophy behind what these teams are doing. That's why, you know, we have to know it's a business. It's a business. It's nothing personal. Aaron Rodgers, it's nothing personal, man. Everybody knows what you were. Everybody knows what you've done. But that was then. This is now. This is now. And a football team, a good football team, as much as I cannot stand the Patriots, it was one thing I loved about them and respected the Patriots. And that is the fact that it doesn't matter who you are. We're only going to pay you this amount of money, and we're only going to give you this amount of time.
Right.
And then we're done with you. And then we're done. We're moving on. And you got to respect an organization who carries their mantra to heart and actually live and goes with exactly what it is that they say. You know, you gotta respect that. And I tip my hat to them for that, you know, because many teams say one thing, but it turns around and be something else. Oh no, we can't do that because we got this play. Oh no, we can't do this because we got that play. Man, listen, New England does not care. They do not care. They are always constantly looking for the next best thing.
Yep.
And some might say that that's not right. Some might say that, you know, that all types of negativity about that. But who's won more Super Bowls in this decade than them?
Facts.
Nobody.
I'll wait. Now, granted, Brady was a phenom that basically fell to death in the seventh round because everybody was making the mistake of, oh, a quarterback needs to look like this, or a quarterback needs to have these attributes. Brady broke the mold. He broke the mold and the thought process on what a real quarterback looks like, you know?
Yeah.
So, and here we go. But I'm going to say this early. I don't think Brady's going to have the success this year. You know, it kills me. It's funny to me when I hear the commentators on television saying that they're going to repeat as champions. I'm like, wow. You're totally disrespecting everybody that is working right now. The teams that have gotten younger.
Yeah.
The teams that have gotten better. What do you say about them? And how can you say it's going to win the Super Bowl, this team is going to be the team to beat, when you haven't even seen the new thing that was put together?
Right.
You don't know how
to get out of that on the first week.
Yep.
You know?
Everything was set up for Brady last year. The bubble, the him being able to go to Tampa and get the players that he needed, the coach being able to give him the reins. Oh, there's only one other team he probably could have went to last year and been able to play like that and win a Super Bowl, and that was probably San Francisco. He's not going to be able to do this year. He's not. Well, I give y'all the credit. Y'all, to me, y'all had the second best team in the league last year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to be able to do that again this year. Everybody else has stepped up. The surroundings have changed, and everybody else has gotten better. Brady's not going back to the Super Bowl, not with that team.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because they got rid of some key players.
Yeah.
We're going to show y'all the first week. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Tang, y'all done, man. You're deep.
We're going to give y'all a format the first week, man.
The season ain't even started yet, 57. How they going to be done?
They done. I put on the Mike Radamus hat.
Oh, okay.
And what can I tell you?
When he put that hat on, he thinks he turned into a genius.
Hey, look, I turned into a genius, exactly.
I'm
going to tell you something. Kale, me and him are going to go like this. It doesn't matter if our team is 0-8. We still going to go like this. That's the way we're going to go at it. We've been doing this for 12 years there.
Yeah.
You know, and he wouldn't have it any other way. You know,
Any other way.
Like I say, Tang always tripped me up because he come with a damn compliment every time. You right about that. Before I can really lay on him hard, you know what I'm saying?
When I talk football.
He done figured me out. You know what? Be nice to Kale from the beginning. That'll make that better than I.
Why would I say something,
man? You have to watch that dude, man.
It makes sense.
He like a fisherman. Yeah. When a fisherman go out there and get his fish, what he do? He throw a big chunk of fat meat out there for that fish first, being very nice. Soon as you bite it, gotcha. Mm-mm. You got to stay on that boy. Yep.
I can't.
Wait till the season starts. Y'all go, oh, my gracious.
Yeah, he's going to y'all nerd.
One thing about it, we can do all the talking that we want to do. You know, the rubber about to meet the road, man. The rubber about to meet the road. Now, I will say this real quick. I really love my defense. You know what I'm talking about? Because them boys can't play. Them boys can't do play. I put my defense up against anybody's offense in this league. You understand?
You ain't going to have no choice to do it twice with us, so get ready.
Man.
Well, he can't put his offense up against no team in the league. He might as well do his defense.
My offense or my defense, 57. My offense. You talking a whole lot to have Father Cement back there. You know what I'm saying? Father Cement. Rusty.
That's a good one.
Rusty Burger. We're going to call him Rusty Burger.
Rusty Burger.
I can't.
Wait till that mad bump.
Like I said last Thursday, y'all, the sugar honey iced tea has started.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely. And boy, I can't wait till the regular season and we can put our money behind it. You know what I mean? That's going to be fun. That is going to be a lot of fun. And 57, I'm telling you, don't get excited over this little five-game victory. You know what I mean? You pick five games. Wait until it's a whole slate, man. I'm telling you, it's a different animal.
He already excited like he's going to win.
You know what, Kel?
Yeah.
No. Hey, to be honest with you, I'm not really that excited. But when you're in the playground with the kids and they get all excited because they done had too much sugar, you know, you try to play with them to calm them down. So I'm just trying to calm y'all down. That's all.
I can't with him. I cannot with him. How y'all let him keep getting on his phone?
He had too much sugar, sir.
Lou ain't really made no predictions about what he think is gonna happen this year.
Because he got a Cowboy fan on him talking. He don't got to say too much.
Oh yeah.
Right.
We'll
see what the last laugh.
Huh?
Oh.
So when they pull So when they pull the plug, Lou can say, I didn't do it. 57. Huh?
Lou said, watch and see who gets the last laugh.
Well, he gonna be laughing at Tang going, he predicted all that stuff I did.
Oh my gracious.
I'm gonna get you, fool.
Oh my god. I can't
I love y'all, man.
That was a good one.
Yeah, we love you too, bro.
Yep.
No doubt.
I wanna ask, since we kinda like free flowing today and everything. Has anybody watched any Little League World Series?
Of course.
Nah, I ain't watched none.
Somebody said so.
Huh? Yeah, Kale.
Okay. I know it's been some good games, and I've seen some things out there. I saw a pitch. They had a pitch out there the other day. Was pitching with both hands.
Yeah.
12 years old.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
You saw that, Kale?
Yeah, he
was bad with both hands.
Oh, that's
wow.
Nice. Oh, somebody gonna grab him?
Yeah, in a hurry.
Yeah, he's 12 years old. They're getting ready to grab him by next year, 2022.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's been on somebody's team.
Oh yeah. But since you know how it is, once they get up to that Little League World Series, they already in the mix. Somebody already got their hands on them.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because most of them be already quit with a team. They be already gave them a couple of dollars and everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
And baseball is the only sport that can do that. Baseball can pay you while you're in high school.
Right.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. You know, I was thinking about that. It's funny to me how, you know, going back to that Netflix special about the Malice in the Palace. Rod Artest brought up, he said, why in hockey they can kill each other. Them boys can fight and everything is all right. And in the other sport, it's not right. And then he brought up baseball.
You can fight in baseball, too. You're right.
Well, baseball is not trying to kill each other.
No, they're not. You're absolutely right, Lou.
Well, because baseball is considered more
anyway.
A gentleman. Baseball is considered more of a gentleman's sport, you know, America's sport. So,
America's sport. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with baseball, you know, they allow them to fight, but it's nothing like hockey. And from the baseball standpoint, he was speaking of, like 57 just said, a 12-year-old can sign with the Yankees. You know what I mean? Russell Wilson had, with the Texas Rangers, I forgot which team it was Russell Wilson was signed with, before he was drafted in the NFL.
I think it was the Dodgers. Farm team.
Yeah, they always doing some old crazy stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Either one, you know, it's like, wow, come on, man. You know, but a college player who signed with someone can't get a slice of pizza, really?
Right.
Please. And that has changed, you know. College players are about to start getting paid, you know.
So what do you think about that?
I think it's long overdue.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, what about the guy that's the offensive lineman on the team that's not a superstar, just an average good player, doesn't have a jersey, doesn't have any of those things in his likeness to sell, and he's not getting anything?
He better jump on somebody else's name. He better jump on somebody else's name. That's all I'm going
to
say.
It's supposed to be. I ask you one question. Is he a part of that team?
Yes, he is.
Well, it doesn't matter the importance.
But see, here's the thing. That's not the way it's set up, though. It's set. If only players that are going to get some money, it's your superstar players. I don't think it's right. You're still not helping the overall group. It should be set up so everyone gets a piece of the pie.
Fact.
To a certain, everybody should be able to get something. Because that lineman is suffering just like that running back is.
Yep. And it's not fair to the other players on the team that's not getting a whole lot of playing time either. So
right, exactly.
It's just not set up right. It's just,
nope.
I mean, I play around and I joke, you better get with somebody who's got some money and all that. But it's just not fair to all of the teammates. That's why they need to make it a salary all the way across the board. I mean, you got to be a lot, but you can give them a salary. Here you go. And everybody be good. And then whoever else go to YouTube and make extra money or Instagram or whatever it is, and they make extra money with their uniform, then that's what you're doing.
Good idea, sis.
Yeah,
I should be able to at least afford my own food and everything throughout the whole month.
Right.
You know, so I just don't feel like they did it right. That's all.
All right. Y'all know what time it is. We done came up on it again. Sis, thank you so much.
Yeah, King Faith. Dang, it came so fast, y'all. 57, Chain, Zoo, Kale, we love you. Please tell somebody we are here on the corner, Kale's Corner to be exact. We're always here Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, y'all. We love you guys. Be safe. We'll see you guys on Thursday of this week. We love you.
Yes,
the number here is 563-999-3782. It's our number. Pass it out when you see someone. Give someone a hug. We love you guys.
Yes, and don't forget Thursday, come ready to pick your game. Thursday, come ready to pick your game. It's going to be fun, y'all. Uh-huh. We'll check you out Thursday.
Yeah.
That's why we give you all the
go to the throne, he's right beside me, hold my hand in the valley, lock a knife on me, don't know where I will be, don't know who I will be, yeah, yeah, save me when I need him, he's a rider, all my haters, you know he be
When it's cold, I know he got that